During today's annual Tahoe Summit, big political names from Nevada and California touted Lake Tahoe's clarity and efforts to keep it clear. However, this year, the focus shifted to the forests beyond the shores. KUNR's Bree Zender reports from the lake.
Fire season's just starting.
In a joint environmentally focused summit with several Nevada politicians, California Governor Gavin Newsom touted what his state has done to battle climate change, specifically when it comes to fighting ever-growing wildfires.
Had a delay. There's this false sense that we have somehow escaped the worst of things when we're actually just about to enter in to potentially the worst part of the season.
Like many areas in the Sierra Nevada, Lake Tahoe faces overgrowth of area forests, as well as high tourism, which can contribute to the high fire danger of the Tahoe Basin. Nevada's U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto said additional federal funding specifically for fire is expected to be distributed in 2020.
In the past, they were always having to borrow money from their existing accounts. So what we have done is we've put over $2 billion into a separate account now that starts in the year 2020 for the Forest Service as well as the Interior to tap into now for fire.
But for the meantime, both states have been ramping up prescribed burns and other fire treatments in recent months. Their work comes despite record amounts of snow and a long-lasting government shutdown in January and February through prescribed burn season in the Tahoe Basin, which halted federal treatments for 35 days. On the shores of South Lake Tahoe, I'm Bree Zender, KUNR News.